might indulge us with a few more, specifically some lessons learned along the way, maybe some mistakes that you've made that you would like to see others not make, anything you can share that you sort of wish you had known in years gone by.
Yeah, I think the first thing in terms of lessons learned, and I'm going to end up going back to this same period of the global financial crisis, but there was a point whereby I mentioned we were facing redemptions that were unexpected. And at that point in time, our fund had, I believe, monthly liquidity, but with 90-day notice. And we had investors who submitted redemption requests and told us that they were very desperate for the cash. And so the decision that we made at the time, although it didn't help our AUM figures, was in instances to actually repay the cash early. So i.e. go to our board of directors, the fund's board of directors, and request that they waive the notice periods. And the reason that we did that was that we recognized that clients were under, you know, extreme pressure at the time. And what the lesson from that for me was, is that there were multiple examples that having taken that approach paid off for us in the longer term. So we had one client who was in our commingled fund at that time who we agreed to waive the notice period for. And ultimately, when they sort of regained their footing in late 09, early 10, they came back and they provided us with a very large managed account allocation. And we, you know, when we were discussing with them, you know, why they felt comfortable doing that at that time, they talked a lot about the fact that we demonstrated the type of sort of character that we had as an organization in the way that we conducted ourselves. So I think my first bit of advice to managers would be, you know, every decision that you make, you know, does have the potential to have a knock-on impact on your business in the future. So, you know, be thoughtful about, you know, what it is that you're doing at all times, because it may seem like something that's not that important or not that meaningful at the time, but it can go on, you know, to really impact. And I think that can also work in the opposite way. You know, decisions that you might make sort of shooting from the hip that you think aren't that big a deal, you know, perhaps can come back to also sort of bite you in the future. I can't think of an example off the top of my head for us right now, but I'm sure there is one that's just escaping me at the moment. I think the second thing that I would then highlight in terms of lessons learned, I talked earlier about thinking about during the recruitment process who the right spokesperson is. Think about that throughout all of the parts of your business. You know, who should be the person responsible for having certain conversations and certain relationships? It may not always be sort of the obvious fit. So think about that and make sure that you're utilizing those people in the right way, because, you know, our business is very relationship driven, not only on the client side, but equally on the service provider side, on the broader network side. So always be thoughtful about, you know, how can you be using your internal sort of talent, your internal resources as effectively as possible to communicate to the right third parties. I think then I would also highlight the fact that, you know, the way to keep people, which I've already mentioned, so I sound perhaps like a bit of a broken record, is keep jobs engaging. You know, keep people in opportunities where they're constantly learning. If your staff can learn something new every day, you know, that's a great place to be. And I think that's a great way to try to, you know, reduce turnover as much as possible. And also, you know, create a very loyal employee base. And I think stability is something that is critical when you are an emerging and also a longstanding manager. To be able to point to some element of stability in your business is very critical, because this is a reasonably crowded marketplace. So even if you're not the biggest manager with the best known name, you know, there are other small things that you can do to try to shift the odds, you know, the odds of success in your favor. And then I think the last point that I'll raise is really just around, staff, because ultimately, we're providing a service and we're a people business. This is very much like intellectual capital driven, and you need to have the right people, and you want to make sure that you don't have everyone just sort of a carbon, copy cookie cutter image of one another. So, think about that as you're constructing teams. Make sure that people bring different strengths to the team, and make sure there's challenge within the organization. When I think about, some of the more challenging periods for Omni, I think it's probably been when we've not challenged ourselves enough, when we've not asked ourselves sort of the hard questions that we should have asked ourselves, where things have tended to be more difficult, and probably, introduced an extra level of stress to the business that is just unnecessary.
Hi, I'm Drew Nicol, co-host of The Long Short, and you've just heard a small part of our conversation with Alyssa von Brunsenkleever, partner and MD at Omni Partners, an investment management group focused on private markets. Alyssa spoke to us about the lessons and insights she learned as her firm grew, including how to hire the right people, engage with prospective allocators, and keep investors happy. To hear the full conversation, search episode 63 of The Long Short on your preferred podcast platform, or visit aima.org and search The Long Short. If you found this episode interesting, please like and subscribe to stay up to date and help others find the podcast. Thanks for listening.